translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu further advised the Brahmana Kurma, if you follow this instruction, your materialistic life at home will not obstruct your spiritual advancement. Indeed, if you follow these regulative principles, we will again meet here, or rather, you will never lose my company. Srila Prabhupada purport. This is an opportunity for everyone. If one simply follows the instructions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu under the guidance of his representative and chants the Hare Krishna mantra, teaching everyone as far as possible the same principle, the contamination of the materialistic way of life will not even touch him. It does not matter whether one lives in a holy place like Vrindavan, Navadvip or Jagannath Puri, or in the midst of European cities, where the materialistic way of life is very prominent. If a devotee follows the instructions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he lives in the company of the Lord. Wherever he lives, he converts that place into Vrindavan and Navadvip. This means that materialism cannot touch him. This is the secret of success for one advancing in Krishna consciousness. Kabuna badibe tomara visaya taranga punarapi etani pabe mora sanga. Om jnana timirandasya jnananjana shalakaya chaksusun militam jena tasmai shri gurave namaha. Sri Chaitanya Mano Bistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yutapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavam Cha Sri Rupam Sagajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitam Cha. Hey Krishna, Karuna, Sindhu, Dina, Bandhu, Jagatpate, Gopesa, Gopika, Kanta, Radha, Kanta, Namostate, Tapta, Kanchana, Gaurangi, Radhe, Vrindabhaneshwari, Vrishabhanu, Sutta, Devi, Pranamami, Hari, Priye, Vancha, Kaupa, Turubhyas, Chakripa, Sindhu, Bhyevacha, Patitanam, Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo, Namo, Namaha, Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadha Shivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is a very good verse for today. It's a good verse for preaching. It's a good verse for me because I've just been in a European city all week. I just got back from Paris. I was with the devotees there, and they're all preaching and doing book distribution, Harinam, and the grahasthas, like Kurma the Brahmin here, they're washing the brahmacharis' cloths and they're cooking their meals so they can fully concentrate on book distribution. And Paris is not like London, you know. It's a completely different city. Very intense, not much space, packed. And the psychology and the attitude of the people there is completely different to London. And very heavy place, a bit colder than London as well, at least this week. And the devotees, they live in tiny apartments. I mean, I live in a small council flat, but compared to the devotees in Paris, it's quite a big place. They all live in tiny studios. They've practically got no windows. It's the smallest living space in Europe per square meter, whatever. So here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's speaking to a grahastha, and he's telling him to preach. In the verse before, he says, oh, please teach Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita to whomever you meet. And then today he's saying, if you do this, You'll always be in my association. Satatam kirti yantamam yejana paripasate nitya viyuktanam. What is that verse? Yoga chemi vaham yaham. So, to be in the association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the ultimate perfection of life. And here, if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, if you simply preach Krishna consciousness, then you'll not only be protected from your materialistic life, but you'll also have my company, my association. This is a very important principle of Krishna consciousness, is that compared to other processes of spiritual realization, this process is very easy. Sudulabha. That's sudulabha? Very easy. Why is that? Because you immediately get Krishna's attention. Krishna, he lives in everyone's heart. He's the supreme controller. So if you get Krishna's association, Krishna's from within the heart, your materialistic life will be not hamper your spiritual life. So we see Bhaktivedanta Mana, many congregation, most of the devotees are married, grihasthas, and you know, the grihasthas are doing a lot of preaching in the community in different ways. We just had these Pandavasain, they're young students, they're not even in the ashram, but they're dedicating some time for preaching and distributing books. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's process. In 7th canto, Yudhisthira Maharaj asked Narada Muni, he says, I'm a grihastha, how am I going to get delivered? You know, I'm surrounded by material duties, I have so many duties to do, how can I have time for spiritual life? So Narada Muni says that the chanting of the holy name of Krishna is so powerful that even grihasthas can attain the supreme perfection of life. Generally, preaching is meant for sannyasis, and the heavy processes of self-realization, controlling your mind and senses, meant for renunciates, yogis, monks, you know. Although I've been married for longer than I've been a brahmachari, I still say to people, excuse me, we're monks. It's a simple, way of to engage with people. So the Kumaras, they tell Prithumaraj, Yat Pada Pankaja Bilasa, Palasa Bhaktya, Kamasayam Gratitam Udgratayanti Santa, Kamasayam Rikto Matiyo Yatayo Piru Doshoto Ganam Bhajavasudevam. That other spiritualists, they cannot get free from the desires, the hard-knotted desires for material enjoyment within their hearts. They can stop the waves by force. Okay, I'm going to control my mind. I'm going to intellectually study philosophy. I'm going to study the Vedas, yajna, tapa. I'm going to do penance, austerity. I'm going to do yoga. So they can stop these materialistic waves by force. But that is not the process of Krishna consciousness. The process of Krishna consciousness is mentioned in this verse, and consistently the theme of Srimad Bhagavatam is to hear about Krishna and develop Krishna consciousness, and in that way, maya sakta mana pata, you become attached to Krishna. Our business is not to fight maya. Oh, I've just got so many material desires. How will I ever become Krishna conscious? This is a habit, a perception of life that we must overcome by practice. The other, the perception we should have is, how can I become attached to Krishna? Kasmat yusmat katamrita, kata amrita. We have to become attached to hearing about Krishna. But if I say to you, okay, you've heard today, hear about Krishna. The Bhagavatam is full of verses. Hear about Krishna, Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's leela, the leela of the incarnations of Krishna. But we're not qualified simply to hear Krishna's Leela. Therefore, the whole of all the Srimad Bhagavatam is full of philosophy, it's full of knowledge, jnana and vijnana. Krishna, in Bhagavad Gita, he talks a lot of jnana in the first three chapters. But in the fourth chapter, then he says, oh, ajopisanavyatma bhutanamishvaropis. I come in my transcendental form into this world and perform pastimes. Janma karma chime divyam. My karma, my pastimes is transcendental. So when we join, we get given Krishna book, right? So we read Krishna book. It's very good. Immediately we come in the door. So the new devotee is already hearing Krishna book, Krishna's pastimes. The non-devotees, the jnanis, philosophers, yogis, and the materialists, they cannot hear Krishna's pastimes. They cannot even say the word Krishna, the Mayavadi devotees, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in this way, yat pada pankaja bilas. Bilas means pastimes. Pastimes of Krishna. Karma sayam, the knot of karma will gradually, ridaya grantis, will gradually become untied. And we become so attracted to Krishna, we want to think of Krishna all the time. And then automatically, attachment to Krishna includes detachment from Maya, from your materialistic life. It's automatically included. You don't have to separately endeavor to overcome your natural conditioned state of I am the enjoyer. Let me enjoy. By practice of Krishna consciousness, that will automatically dissolve. Punya shravana kirtana, ridyantasto yabhadrani, almost to nil. Right? That's what the verse says. So, in this regard, I just wanted to read this tiny purport here. Those who worship me with exclusive devotion, meditating in my transcendental form, meditating on Krishna's form, Krishna's naam, Rupa, Guna, Leela. This is our business. To them I carry what they lack and I preserve what they have. One who is unable to live for a moment without Krishna consciousness cannot but think of Krishna 24 hours a day, being engaged in devotional service by hearing, chanting, remembering, offering prayers, worshipping, serving the lotus feet of the Lord, rendering other services, cultivating friendship and surrendering fully to the Lord. Such activities are all auspicious and full of spiritual potencies, which make the devotee perfect in self-realization, so that his only desire is to achieve the association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such a devotee undoubtedly approaches the Lord without difficulty. This is called yoga. By the mercy of the Lord, such a devotee never comes back to this material condition of life. Chaima refers to merciful protection of the Lord. The Lord helps the devotee to achieve Krishna consciousness by yoga. And when he becomes fully Krishna conscious, the Lord protects him from falling down to a miserable conditioned life. Hare Krishna. Lord Brahma, he prays to Krishna in the 10th canto, says the same thing. Stane stita shrutigatam. You can stay in your position. Have your work, your job, your wife, your family, your house, your money, your bank account, everything. But if you simply hear about Krishna and give up speculating about the absolute truth, and you hear the pearl-like pastimes of Krishna from the pearl-like mouth of the devotees, then you will achieve jita, ajita. You will achieve the unconquerable Lord. Krishna's unconquerable. But you will be able to conquer him because he's so kind. This is the whole point, that we don't really trust Krishna. We don't believe that he'll protect us or he loves us or he's helping us. So we have to more and more trust in Krishna's protection and mercy, that he's going to help us. And whatever's happening to us, good or bad, we accept as Krishna's mercy. This is the beautiful path of bhakti. But don't think it's easy. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says the path in Kali Yuga is strewn with countless thorns. You know, if you walk in Mayapur sometimes, there's these thorns there like this big, and they go into your foot. Wow, that's painful. So this path is like that. It has thorns. So you have to be very careful. And you have to be determined. You have to go from one step to another to get to this point of Shravanam Kirtanam. Hearing and chanting and feeling very nice. This is fantastic. This is the best process. Kala kaliya bhalina indriya vadibhaga sri bhakti magiha kautuka kanti rudha haha kvayami vikala kimaham karomi chaitanya chandra yadi nadja kripam karosi. So the Sri Bhakti mark, the path of bhakti, is strewn with countless thorns. Why? Because kala kali, Kali Yuga. It's Kali Yuga. The senses are very strong, very powerful. You know? It's like you go to Paris, try to sell a book to a Frenchman, a Parisian. Even if you get them to stop, as soon as they see the word, oh God, Lord, the Lord, no, no, no mercy. They openly don't like God, you know. So you can't even get them to read one word of this. So difficult. Materialistic path. They're fixed. And you get some special people who stop. They understand. But very difficult to preach Krishna consciousness, you see. Very difficult. When you see the people out there, how you get them to stop, take a book, understand the philosophy, begin the process. Because it happened to you. Happened to me. We all started from that point of conditioned souls. So Chaitanya Chandra says, the Kali Yuga is very difficult. How will I, where will I go? What will I do? It's so difficult. Chaitanya Chandra. Lord Chaitanya. You must take shelter of Lord Chaitanya. He is the only hope. He is very valuable for the conditioned soul. He is the master of one who has no master. You know? Bereft, fallen, adrift on the ocean of Kali, suffering untold miseries. So Chaitanya Chandra, he's so kind, he's given this process. Hare Krishna. If the conditioned soul just chants Hare Krishna once, then the Lord is inclined to remove all the sins from his heart. What to speak of the devotee who chants Hare Krishna with affection for Krishna? Then Krishna can never leave his heart. He stays there and protects him through thick and thin. You may fail for 20 years, Krishna consciousness. You'll keep failing, don't worry. But one day you'll be successful. And that success is worth billions and billions of lifetimes of non-devotional activities. Because then you'll go home to Krishna. What is that? Brahmanda, that the liberation, spiritual liberation of Brahman, the happiness of Brahman realization cannot be compared, if you times it by a trillion, it cannot be compared to the happiness of devotional service. So be happy, chant Hare Krishna, and if you serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, brahmachari, grihastha, children, some of the children go out on book distribution around the world. The gurukulis, they go, our small children in the manor, they go on book distribution one Saturday. They go to people, oh, Krishna's Supreme Personality of Godhead, take a book. They go out. In Budapest, they go out, all the children, for Christmas marathon. One day, 2 days. It's very easy for them. Little child comes to you and says, oh, here, please, sir. Then they're very good at preaching, the children. No one can refuse a child. They're so pure and innocent because their karma's not kicked in. Very beautiful children, very innocent and sweet because their karma, the lust has not arrived in their consciousness. The body is too young to receive the karma. So they're pure like spirit souls should be. very sweet, innocent, happy. Visrijati ridayam nayasya saksat. So if we remember, if we forget Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the easiest thing becomes very difficult. And if we remember Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the hardest thing becomes very easy. And what is the hardest thing? To understand Krishna, get free from Maya. It's the ultimate adventure for the soul. So the secret here that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that Prabhupada is telling us in the purport, is that you turn your atmosphere of your life into Vrindavan. When I was a young brahmachari, sometimes we would go to Grahastha's house. I would look, oh, they have such beautiful pictures of Krishna. It's so wonderful. Wow, the way they live. It was wonderful, you know. Because when you're a young devotee, every picture you see of Krishna is new for you. You know, we get familiar with this Krishna consciousness and atmosphere. That's why it's so good to go out and see the contrast. You go to a materialist home, it smells bad. It's dirty sometimes. Or even if it's clean, their consciousness, the atmosphere is not nice because they're non-devotees. Not everybody, I mean, I'm just generalizing. But for a devotee, a non-devotee's company, association is unpleasant. And the devotee's association, devotee's house is pleasant. I know some very pious families in India. They will not eat onion in the house, only in the restaurant. No garlic and onion in their house. Very pious. But when they go to the restaurant, let me have. So I tell them, did your parents eat garlic and onion? No. Did your grandparents eat garlic and onion? No. So why are they doing? So onion, garlic, unpleasant. Non-vegetarian practically. So devotees, life is pure, pleasant, happy life. It's a very easy process. What is that verse? Susukam kartamavyayam rajavijaraja guyam. It's the king of all knowledge, king of education. It's the most secret of all the secrets of the Vedas. Rajavijaraja guyam pavitram. It's the purest. So if we have faith in this, this is the essential thing. The more your faith becomes stronger, that this simple process of chanting Hare Krishna, thinking of Krishna, performing service, and in the last verse, repeating the instructions of Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam to others, just have faith in it, and you'll become a devotee. And then when you become a devotee, your life is perfect. And you'll be full of everything you wanted. Because what we really want is Krishna. So make your life Vrindavan, Navadvip. When you chant Hare Krishna, you can think, I'm in Vrindavan. You can think of Vrindavan. This is the teachings of Rupa Goswami. Tannama Krishna Charitadi Sukhiyatanana. Smricho Kramena, always think of Vrindavan, always think of Krishna, Janma Kama Chemi Devyam. Krishna lifting Govardhan Hill, he's wandering by the Yamuna, he's entering Mathura, killing the washerman, killing the elephant, like that. Krishna's Leela, it's the ultimate meditation. The advanced devotees, they think of Krishna's pastimes, always. Okay, thank you very much. All glories to your service. All glories to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Is there any comments or questions? Hare Krishna. It's a cold winter's morning.
Thank you for the class, bro. I just wanted to talk about onion and garlic a little bit more. I just wanted to clarify my understanding so far is that onion and garlic is in the mode of ignorance and passion. Is that the main reason we don't have it? Maybe you can elaborate?
Hare Krishna. Yes. Funny enough, I just read in Leelamrita some while ago that Prabhupada was in London and they'd gone to a house in Wembley or Harrow. Some Indians were feeding the devotees and there was onion in the prasadam. But Prabhupada didn't make a big thing of it. He just shifted it away and he ate, which was quite amazing. But I just read somewhere, I don't know where, that the story of how onion and garlic came to be. It's, you know the story? They were doing a sacrifice of a cow in ancient times where they would chant mantras, the cow would be killed and rejuvenated, would get a new body. They had such mystic power. So while somehow or other, a witch came and she cut away part of the cow's foot and bone or something. I think it's nail and it's bone. She came and cut it away while they didn't notice. And the nail became onion and the bone became garlic. I don't know the story very well, to be honest. But basically, so the origin of garlic and onion is like that. It's and it came into being through this pastime. So it's ultimately it's non-vegetarian. It's a transformation of a witch's attack on a cow. But it's Kali Yuga. Don't give yourself a hard time if you've had some onion recently or garlic. Just chant Hare Krishna and try best. Try again. Try better next time, right, Loka? Don't beat yourself up for all your failures. It's not about, Krishna consciousness is not about that. It's about becoming attached to Krishna. Svapacha. If a dog eater becomes a devotee, he's very dear to Krishna. Whereas a Brahmin, who's not a devotee, he's neglected by Krishna. So Prabhupada, this famous verse, do you know the verse, Paramananda Prabhu? Svapacha? Yeah. No. A very famous verse. So the basic idea of the verse is that one who becomes a devotee from a family of dog eaters, he's protected by Krishna. Krishna likes him. And a big Brahmin who's very pakka in Vedic knowledge, but he's not a devotee, Krishna neglects him. And then Prabhupada, in one translation, which is in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Prabhupada says, one does not have to become very expert in Vedic knowledge to become my devotee. And in another verse in the Puranas, even if one is a thief of low character, if he's my devotee, apichet sudara charo. So this is our principle. This is our principle, that he's a devotee. He accepts that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and he tries to chant his holy name. This is our principle. And from this, he can progress. Whereas a big Mayavadi, Vimukta, Ravindaksha, his liberation is only an illusion, a dream. We see, I don't know much about Indian politics. I'm sure, you know, many people do, Indian devotees. But there's this saffron guy who does the politics. He's a minister in the government. So what is he doing in mixing in politics and wearing saffron? This is adharmic. This is adharmic. So Prabhupada explains that these great Mayavadis, big sannyasis, Vedantists, after some time, many of them, they come down and start opening hospitals and doing pious charity work. Like, that's the most important thing. But the most important thing is to liberate the soul from the material world. Just like somebody may criticize, oh, you're building a $50 million temple in Mayapur. We could use that money to help the poor or help people, right? So this is misunderstanding the philosophy. Because if you go back to Godhead, all your material problems for millions of lifetimes is finished. You stay in the material world, you go up and down. Sometimes you're poor, sometimes you're rich. Who cares? It's going on, unlimited suffering, life after life. This is samsara. Samsara dharma, the fire of material existence. Jai Shri Radha Gokulananda. So, Prabhu, will you pass the microphone to Luka? Sorry, it was a long answer. I'm just trying to keep everyone alive. Loka, Prabhu, Loka Bandhu, Prabhu.
Talking about Gyan, is there a point where the Bhakta Yogi drops Gyan completely?
Well, that's a good question. Actually, in the 11th canto, Krishna tells Uddhava, at a certain point, all the knowledge that you used to get to this point, then you have to give that up. Or you don't have to worry about it anymore. You can neglect it. Because you're absorbed in Krishna so strongly. Your rasa, lila, your identity, your relationship with Krishna takes precedent. You no longer need all the knowledge you needed to get out of, to free your mind and senses from the network of Maya, right? We need to refresh our knowledge constantly. That's why we're here every day, class. We need to refresh and purify our intelligence. Bhagavad Gita philosophy is a purification of intelligence. It's for the intelligence. Similarly, Uddhava Gita. Because the intelligence is the director of everything within our mind and senses. But when the soul is awakened, when the spiritual consciousness then saturates the mind and intelligence and the senses, one's body becomes spiritualized, one's mind, one's consciousness becomes spiritualized, then one becomes more and more absorbed in Krishna consciousness, bhakti rasa. Krishna bhakti rasa bhavitamati kriyatam yadi kuto pilabhyate. So then the desire, the greed and the hankering and all your emotions, we're made of emotions and feelings. Really, that's what's going, our feelings dictate our life, not our intellect or our mind. Our feelings. We do something because we like it. That's life. We follow our heart in the ultimate sense. So all the philosophy is meant to get you to like Krishna consciousness. And when you like it, then you can make progress. When you like it. I feel I'm a devotee, I like this. But at the end of the advanced level, one is just in love with Krishna. He completely falls in love with Krishna. He doesn't need knowledge. Just like when the gopis went to meet Krishna in Kurukshetra, he says, my association is not important. You can just meditate on me like the yogis. They say, we're not interested in this. We want you. We want to massage your lotus feet and be with you personally and dance with you and take festivals with you. So this is the ultimate level of self-realization and Krishna consciousness. So yes, we leave that knowledge behind. It becomes less important for us step by step until it evaporates as we become absorbed in Krishna. Prayojan Prabhu.
Last night in our study of Srimad Bhagavatam in the Sangha group, it was mentioned, we were doing the 7th canto, chapter 1. There was a very interesting aspect to it, because Prabhupada mentioned in the purport, actually, Hiranyakashipu, because he was thinking of his son all the time, that it actually purified him and made him qualified, even though it was not in a
devotional.
Devotion. It's because he was thinking of his a devotee that actually he became purified. Just by that thought alone, and that gave him the mercy. So I thought that was an amazing thing. It's like Prabhupada said once to somebody, "Is my thinking of you Krishna consciousness?" And instead of Krishna, because I can't remember Krishna, he says non-different. And so we think of it, the pure devotee, whoever he may be. It's an amazing process, just that thinking of that person who is Shakshat Hari.
Fantastic. Yeah, I'm just looking up a verse, because this is the subject matter of the first canto of the seventh chapter. That Shishupal became liberated. He hated Krishna, but he was constantly thinking of Krishna, and he became liberated. So Yudhisthira Maharaj says, "How is that possible?" And Narada Muni explains, "Because Krishna is absolute. Then, by thinking of him, one gets the benefit." But he says, in contrast, Vena was an atheist. He never thought of Krishna. So the demons that think of Krishna, they're good. And then there's that verse, by enmity, by devotional service, by fear, by affection, or by lusty desire. By all of these, or any one of them, if a conditioned soul somehow or other concentrates his mind upon the Lord, the result is the same. Hare Krishna. Many, many persons have attained liberation simply by thinking of Krishna with great attention and giving up sinful activities. This great attention may be due to lusty desires, inimical feelings, fear, affection, or devotional service. Hare Krishna. Ian Prabhu.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you so much for your class. You were mentioning, or you quoted the verse as well, explaining how if the dog Gita is appreciated by the Lord, and you know the Lord gives him his time, but the Brahminical person, you know, he gets rejected by the Lord, even though he's Brahminical and Paka and things. And I was just meditating on how we preach that we're a non-sectarian movement. So I wanted to ask, in what way does that apply in one sense? Because are we really non-sectarian, or do we branch ourselves as non-sectarian, or are we really dependent on whether one surrenders to Krishna or not? Or how do we understand how non-sectarian we are in one sense?
I've been using that line on Sankirtan all week in Paris, that I say to them, the sun is not French or Jewish or Hindu or, you know, Christian. The sun is pure. Aham Brahmasmi. So similarly, we're not French, we're not English, we're not Indian, we're not African. We are pure spirit soul. So this is a transcendental understanding. If you understand that you're pure spirit soul, Aham Brahmasmi, Brahma, Bhuta, Prasanatma, then who is Krishna? Who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? What is Brahman? Who is Parabrahman? Who is the greatest Brahman? So Krishna is Parabrahman, and he is Pavitram Paramam. He is the purest of the pure. Pavanam Pavananam. He is a purifier of all pure things. So this understanding of Krishna is non-sectarian in its ultimate issue. But to understand that, you have to be purified by ordinary knowledge, Bhagavad Gita knowledge, that results in this Brahma, Bhuta, Prasanatma. So we cannot preach to people Krishna's Supreme Personality of Godhead. But we can preach to people your pure spirit soul. Prabhupada says that our knowledge is the same. You know, on one level, our knowledge and the Mayavadis and the Brahmavadis and the yogis and even the Buddhists, that we share many common principles. The common principle is that we're not this body, that we're spirit to some degree or other. Variations We're beyond the mind, we're beyond the intelligence. So when one understands this, Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma Nasochiti Nakanksati, he gives up material life. What's the point of rubbing your senses together if you're Brahman? So he wants to cultivate his spiritual life. So in Krishna consciousness, this comes, you know, this we can preach. Brahman, you are pure spirit soul. Then, they're a little purified, you can introduce Krishna consciousness. But it's not so easy. Because they immediately think, oh yeah, this is Hinduism, this is Islam, this is Christian. They just think it's another sectarian. Even when we preach in academic circles, we have to say that we are part of the Hindu religion. And it's a tool that we use to get our foot in the door. If we say, oh, you know, Prabhupada sometimes preached, we're not Hindu, Buddhist, none of this nonsense. We're the servant of Krishna. But you can't say that to people so easily. Or they cannot accept it so easily, right? It's difficult. So best to preach on this Brahman, this Gyan platform. Well, not the body, karma, reincarnation. To a beginning person, especially, you have to be careful. That's the art of preaching. Because as soon as you bring in a principle which needs faith, then they cannot accept it. But if you preach this science that you're not the body, it's scientific. Your childhood body is gone, but you're still there. Now this body will also disappear, but you will still be there. This is transmigration of the soul. That anybody, this is a science. Jagannath? Yeah. I mean, it's a big subject. We could talk about it for hours.
This has to be a one-liner. So, in the 90s, I had a godbrother who was a Benedictine monk living in a monastery, and he was also initiated, practicing Krishna consciousness, and, you know, living in the monastery. So, it can be done.
Wow. Yeah. You can apply it to any situation. Hare Krishna. Okay, look, thank you very much for your kind attention. All glories to your service. Hare Krishna. Jai Prabhupada ki jai. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. Gaur Premanandi.